86 Productions.
I'm just sick of all the amateur stuff, you know? I mean, like, if I'm paying top dollar, I want a little production value, you know? Like some editing, transition, something, some music.
And now for our feature presentation.
My name is Mick Brown, and today I'm here to offer you a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
When I get out of that bathroom, you better be gone.
Is it number one or number two?
I just want to know how much time I have.
Well, Dak, here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellent.
Well, I'll do that. Why don't you come on down here and say that to my face, big boy? Bitch.
I'm my name is Bora. I like you. I like sex. It's nice.
Yes, my friends. It is I, the Reverend Dirty Sanchez. It's time once again to put the women and children to bed. Turn up the speakers on your computer and get ready for Section 86's very own It Burns When I Pee.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
That Winnebago from Charlotte to Riverside, ignoring every yellow caution flag that God put in our way. Need a minor overhaul. We're caught between a kiss and a cement retaining wall.
Stop car love, we can't control it. Stop car love, we're gonna roll it.
Welcome everyone to episode 13 of It Burns When I Pee here at section86.com. I am your host, the lovesick blues boy, Blake Clayton. And as with every episode of It Burns When I Pee, we're going to bring you the real country music that Music Row doesn't want you to hear. Our special guest interview tonight is with Doyle Mayfield from the Doyle and Debbie Show. They have a great album. A buddy of mine from twangnation.com, he said, hey, why don't you check these guys out? Listen to some of their music. Definitely, I got a message to him as soon as possible and said, hey, we got to have you on the show. So we're real honored to have the Doyle and Debbie Show on It Burns When I Pee. And just got done hearing on the intro, Stock Car Love, one of their many, many songs. So we're going to have an interview with them tonight. Of course, we're going to play some great tunes, and we have a new comedy skit called My Son's Lesson. It's a first installment of three. My buddy over at the Bootleg Asylum radio show is Howard, and he hooked me up with a couple of skits. So we're going to try to play a couple of them. And I'm going to also play some audio from my new favorite show, My Big Redneck Wedding. I don't know how many of you guys have seen it on CMT, but me and my wife watched one episode, and it was hilarious. And so I've pulled some audio from that, and I want to play that for you. So I want to apologize to everybody for the poor sound on episode 12. I made some mistakes having this podcast studio for the first time, and still learning how to tweak it a little bit, so I do apologize for that. Sorry about that. Anyway, let's get into some feedback. I've got a couple emails, MySpace messages that we got from the last show, and I wanted to share some with you. Feel free to email us or send us a MySpace message. The email address is blake@ibwip.com. The first email we got is from my buddy Southern, and he wrote, I love the show, man, but some of the things that Jared said in his rant really kind of hit home with me. Being a guitarist and singer myself, it's always been about the music for me. The thing is, it's frustrating for me to hear candy-ass electric guitar riffs and pop country songs every time I turn on the radio instead of good bands that are actually playing killer music. If it's that frustrating for me, I can only imagine how frustrating it is for those bands who have gone through so much shit. I admire them for sticking the middle finger up at corporate Nashville in retaliation. Who cares if Nashville doesn't care? I don't. I do see a lot of bands trying to jump on the bandwagon just to get heard. I don't listen to them, but the music is about passion. I don't really care what the song is about as long as it's good. I guess what I'm trying to say is that if someone feels so passionate about getting dissed by country music radio and writes a good song about it, more power to them. It ain't got nothing to do with trying to be an outlaw. It's got to do with writing songs about the way you feel and how strongly you feel about it. So when I stick my middle finger up at pop country radio, it is about the music. That's my rant. LOL. Anyway, I enjoy listening to the show. Can't wait to hear the next one coming out. That one thing just kind of ticked me off a little bit, but I do understand where he is coming from to a certain extent, but you can't have your cake and eat it too. That was my boy Southern, and thank you again, Southern, for writing into the show, and I appreciate you taking the time. The next one we got here is from Rex Hargrove. It says, "Hey, Blake, I just wanted to say hey and thanks for It Burns When I Pee. I have been a big fan of outlaw or whatever you want to call it country movement for a while now, and the podcast you guys are doing is much needed. I also wanted to ask if you could take a look at the movie I made a few years ago about truck driving. It's called Sleep When You Can and Drive When You Have To, and there's quite a bit of good music on the soundtrack. I'm wrapping up the research for a full-length documentary, same topic and same name, and was wondering if you could give a holler to any of the over-the-road truckers out there who listen to your show who might be interested in participating in the movie." And he gave me the links for the YouTube, and I will definitely put those on the show notes. So if you want to check out Rex's movie over on YouTube, you can go to the show links. And if you're an over-the-road truck driver and you want to participate in the new movie, definitely check it out. Get in contact with me, and I can get you his email address for you. So Rex, thanks again for writing into the show, and good luck with that. I've got another one here. I won't say who it's from because I don't want everybody to go spamming him. But it says, "Shit, man, that shit is boring as fuck. Go to a regular blank, blank, blank." I'm not going to promote their website. "And click on their podcast. So much better than It Burns When I Pee. Ain't shit next to these fuckers." So thank you, Mr. Blah, blah, blah. I personally wouldn't say we were as boring as fuck, but everybody's got their own right to say what they want. Like I said, voicemails or emails. If it's good or bad, I'll go ahead and put it on the air. It doesn't matter to me. Got another one here from my friend Sweet Willie C. And it says, "I thought it was a great show. Bill Anderson is a fantastic songwriter and musician. It was great to hear him talk about the Meat Purveyors. On the Nashville versus underground country middle finger issue, the writing anti-establishment for the anti-established crowd never really entered my mind. My songs are anti-corporate and fucked up establishment to produce a better establishment oriented. But that's just me. Thanks for doing what you're doing. Keep it on keeping on. Sweet Willie C." And thanks to Sweet Willie for writing in. We're going to be playing some of his songs pretty soon. He's just finishing up work on them. So there's a couple feedbacks. There's a couple more I got here from Podcast Alley. Well, they're short, so I'll read them real quick. There's one here that says, "It Burns When I Pee is the best country radio show. That's a fact." Another one says, "They didn't do well last month because of all the pop culture creeps vote for BS podcast." And that's on podcastalley.com is what they're talking about. So vote for us. Anyway, go down another one. "It Burns When I Pee is the best podcast for underground country music available. The quality of this show and the standards it sets surpass all others. In my opinion, this is the only podcast that delivers quality shows on a consistent basis. My favorite podcast." Oh, yes. Thank you very much. So that's just a couple of them. I don't want to sit here and toot my own horn or make you guys think that I think I'm hot shit. But, hey, I read the good ones and the bad ones. So thank you again for everybody who took the time to send us some messages and some of the feedback on podcastalley.com. So enough of me talking, because it's been 5 minutes, which has been the longest segment I've ever had with me talking, and you guys are probably bored to hell. Let's hear some music. This is the Pine Box Boys, and this is from their album Stab, and it's the song called Stab from High Horse Records. And you guys can check out the Pine Box Boys at www.thepineboxboys.com, or you can go to www.myspace.com/pineboxboys. So here's their song, Stabbed. See you on the other side, folks.
"Well, I guess my daddy knew just what I'd be, or he gave me my first razor when I was 3. He said, 'Son, if you're a coward, you can stab your way to power, but I'll cut you if you turn your back on me. Stab once,
stab once.
Wave it around, stab thrice. It's the answer to the question in my ear. Stab once.
Stab
with a heart as cold as ice and a little voice giving me ideas. You know I wanted something pretty from a wife, but the judge frowned and sentenced me to life. 'Cause they found me in the cold with all my stolen gold and the steam coming off my bloody knife. Stab once,
stab twice.
Waving around, stab thrice. It's the answer to the question in my ear. Stab once,
stab twice.
With a heart as cold as ice and a little voice giving me ideas. Get on it, possum. Down the halls, and I love the flash of steel when it falls. It's a thrill when you cut her and everything's a gusher, 'cause I love the color red upon the walls. Stab once,
stab twice.
Wave it around, stab thrice. It's the answer to the question in my ear. Stab once,
stab twice.
With a heart as cold as ice and a little voice giving me ideas.
Oh, man. We're only ranked 47th at PodcastAlley.com. Shit! Even those damn Webkinz podcast is ahead of us. I gotta figure out a way to get all the listeners to vote for us at PodcastAlley.com.
Blake.
What? Who is that? Who's in my studio?
I am the ghost of podcast, and I've come to help you get more votes at PodcastAlley.com.
So you're not here to, like, hurt me or scare me or anything?
Hell no, man. I hate them fucking Webkinz. I am here to help you out. Let's see. Maybe you can offer each listener that votes $100.
Man, I don't make any money on this show. I can't afford that. You want to help me, you got to come up with something better than that.
All right, gotcha. I got a good one. Everyone really likes Cheyenne, right? Maybe you can offer everyone that votes a pair of Cheyenne's underwear. You have tons of perverts that listen to this show. That would be a good one.
Again, don't really think that's going to work. Plus, she only has like 3 pairs, and they aren't in the best condition.
Sorry about that. Hey, I have a camera. How about I take some X-rated pictures of Cheyenne, and then you can send them out to everybody who votes?
Yeah, right. I got to kiss her ass just to get her to be on the show. If you're going to help and move this bit along, you gotta come up with something that will work. And do it quick. Ugh, your fucking fart is making me want to puke.
Okay. Calm down. I mean, you don't have any money, and you won't let me take X-rated pictures of Cheyenne. Seems to me like your only hope is for you to beg and grovel.
Wow, you're a big help. Thanks for stinking up the studio and trying to get my old lady to become a vote whore.
All right, man. I was just trying to help. I'm out of here. I'm going to go find some other sorry-ass guy who has a podcast. See ya.
All right, folks. Please help It Burns When I Pee climb the charts at PodcastAlley.com. We can't have another month where that gay Harry Potter podcast is ranked higher than us. Go to PodcastAlley.com, type in It Burns When I Pee in the search box, and click go. Then you'll see It Burns When I Pee in red. Click on it, and then click on the vote button. And remember, after you vote, you have to go to your email to confirm your vote. It would mean a lot to us if you could help us out. Later, bitches, and get your hank on.
Hey, how you doing? I'm One More Name at FlopDaddy.com. I host the Bootleg Asylum radio show every Friday night from midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And as of February 26th, my Friday night shows are being podcasted the following Tuesday each week at section86.com, starting at 8 a.m. Central Time. And I wanted to thank Blake Clayton for giving me time on this monthly podcast at Burns When I Pee to say that, like Blake Clayton, who started his podcast to get out the country music that is being overlooked by corporate Nashville, well, the same thing is happening to all forms of music. That's the reason I started up my Bootleg Asylum radio show, to get out there a lot of the classic rock, hard rock, alternative folk, blues, and of course country music that isn't being played. And each week, I feature a nice long set from a bootleg show, along with album, MySpace, and bootleg reviews with Jared Morningstar, all mixed together 2 hours a week. So spread the good word for Blake and me, and help keep real music out there. Tune into my live stream at flapdaddy.com every Friday night, 12 a.m. Eastern Time, or download my podcast at section86.com every Tuesday morning, starting at 8 a.m. Central. But right now, back to Burns and IP with your host, Blake the Lovesick Blues Boy Clayton, episode number 13 at section86.com. And you know Blake, he's always got his hank on.
All right, folks, welcome back. I want to say thank you again to the Pine Box Boys for sending us the record. And they got a new album coming out in May, I think they said. So definitely check them out and stay up with what's going on with them. I want to let everybody know that we have a new dial-in number. The dial-in number that we've been promoting for the past 7-8 months is no longer used. It's now 206-339-8419. Again, that's 206-339-8419. So make sure if you're going to send us a voicemail, use the new number. We always look for voicemails, good or bad. Again, we put them on the show. And that kind of correlates with what I'm hoping you guys will do. Our anniversary show, our one-year anniversary show, is going to be in May. And so for the month of March and April, if you guys can send in your voicemails, kind of give us a shout-out for our anniversary. I want to put a big montage together of voicemails for our anniversary show. So take a few minutes, call us at 206-339-8419, and give us a shout-out for our anniversary show, 1 year coming up in May. I also want to remind everybody that the It Burns When I Pee email address is blake@ibwip.com. Send us a email. Let us know where you're from, what your name is, and what you like or dislike about the show, and we'll read it on the air if you got something to talk about. Now I wanted to take a couple minutes to talk about my big redneck wedding, which is on CMT. I don't promote CMT, but this show's pretty funny. We were watching an episode the other day, and it's episode number 5, and it was Gail and John's big redneck wedding. And I got a couple clips because, I mean, the whole show I was laughing my ass off, and I thought, oh man, I wish I had audio for this. And I went over to CMT.com and pulled the audio for it. So let's just set up the first segment for you. This guy, John, by the way, him and Gail have a paper route, and Gail doesn't have any teeth, and they're getting married. But this is John talking to his grandma, which was the best part of the show, talking to his grandma, who's about like 90 years old, about his marriage vows that he wrote, because Gail and John are going to write marriage vows, their own marriage vows. So check out this first segment and listen closely to grandma, and as well as what John says at the end. So check it out.
Good morning to you. What are you doing now?
I gotta write my vows for the wedding.
That should be interesting. You better make it good.
You wanna hear what I wrote?
Yeah, let's hear.
I wish I could put your love in a locket, because you're hotter than a hot pocket.
Oh, I love hot pockets.
We did it in the back seat, we did it in the zoo. I don't care where we do it, as long as it's with you.
That the best you came up with?
Yep.
Yeah, you don't have to. Well, I'm just speaking from your heart.
Okay. I was going to try to use fancy words, but I don't have a clitoris.
That is priceless, and I'm so glad that John doesn't have a clitoris. And it's so funny, you can tell in there that grandma thinks that his marriage vows are shit, but is too polite to say, those suck, John. Anyway, here's another one, and it's the day of the wedding, and John wakes up and goes into the living room and sees grandma. Here we go.
All right, I gotta get ready.
Morning, Granny.
I'm ready. I've been ready.
All right, let's go.
Let's do it and get it over with.
Time to go get married.
I can't bite my teeth.
Grandma has the right idea. Let's do it and get it over with. I think that's what every husband thinks when the day of the wedding. Anyway, in this final clip, this is so funny because they're in the car on their way to the wedding, and Grandma's in the back seat all bundled up, and John's mom is in the back seat. And this is what the girls have to say about the wedding.
It's 2 hours. It's countdown time.
You don't have to remind me. I'll tell you, I didn't know how much stuff there was to do on a wedding.
This is the easy part. The rest of it is just a piece of cake.
I want some cake, John.
Yeah, me too.
Grandma was so hilarious, and I want some cake, John. Anyway, I thought it was funny, so I wanted to kind of share it with you guys. If you've never seen any of the episodes of My Big Redneck Wedding, you can go to cmt.com and check them out. And that was episode 5, Gail and John. So enough of that. Let's get into the nuts and bolts of this show, titties and country music. This is Fat Women in Trailers by Doyle and Debbie. And after that will be the interview with Doyle Mayfield. Check it out, bitches.
This is Debbie Purdy, and you're listening to It Burns When I Pee at section86.com.
High fashion models, New York to Paris. Them runway gals don't do nothing for me. Skinny long legs stretching up to her ass, sucking in her cheeks like a smallmouth bass. Bodies will last a long while. Silicone boobs and a permanent smile. Tuck it in here and lift it up there. Keep one eye peeled for a millionaire. Just give me those fat women in trailers. Their husbands are in jail. Fat women in trailers. Their shoes come in the mail. Fat women in trailers. They feed their children well.
Beanie weenie tuna peanut butter cheese whiz whap man tater tot sucking them soda pop.
Fat women in trailers. They sure been good to me.
Just give me those. Tuna, peanut butter, cheese whiz, white bread, tater tots, sucking on soda pop.
Fat women in trailers, they sure been good to me. Fat women in trailers, always a vacancy. Fat women in trailers, stick to upholstery.
Dig it up, dig it up, dig it up.
Early, 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 early. Fat women in trailers, their husbands are in jail. Fat women in trailers, their shoes come in the mail. Fat women in trailers, they feed their children well.
Beanie weenie tuna peanut butter cheese whiz white bread tater tots sucking on soda pop RC moon pie TV dinner french fries chip beef cane paste chicken noodle ice tea cocoa puffs corn flakes little Debbie snack cake pop tarts big sweet pickled eggs buckwheat Cheetos Cheerios Oreos SpaghettiOs. You can have your uptown girl, just give me those
fat women in trailer.
All right, folks, we just heard one of my new favorite songs called Fat Women in Trailers, and that's by the Doyle and Debbie Show, and we have with us Doyle Mayfield. Doyle, pleasure to have you on the show.
It's a real pleasure to be talking with you here, Blake.
All right, well, for a lot of people that might not know about the Doyle and Debbie Show, you guys are from Nashville, correct?
That's right. Yep, you know, both Debbie and I are from East Tennessee, but we're making our home, or at least we're trying to make our home in Nashville at the moment.
Okay, and for a lot of folks who probably haven't heard many of the songs, how would you describe the your music?
Well, it's traditional country. We're more old school, and occasionally we veer off into what you might call contemporary. But mainly, you know, we're from the Hank and Johnny and Willie school of legitimate country music. We have trouble getting on legitimate radio programming just because we're too legitimate.
And so how did the Doyle and Debbie show originate? I mean, how did you two meet, and how did you get the show started?
Well, I had years ago, you know, nearly 30 years ago, I had my first Debbie. And then I'll try to make this short. It's kind of a long story, but I found another Debbie. We married, and then lost that Debbie. And then it'd been about 10 years since I'd been performing, but all my hits had been as a duo with Doyle and Debbie. And then I found my new Debbie back in my hometown, oddly enough, in Mooney's Gap in East Tennessee, when I was there doing some community service. And I found her in the VFW hall, went in for a beer, and heard this little gal just singing her heart out, and asked her to be my new Debbie. And that's about the whole story right there.
What can I ask what you were doing community service for?
You know, I had a couple of just minor infractions that I had just plumb forgot about from several months ago, and I got a couple of letters that just indicated that I'd best get back there and make it all good. And I did. I had no problem with that. It was just kind of slipped my mind. Just minor, just, you know, nothing big, no big deals.
So what can people expect when they come and see the Doyle and Debbie show?
Well, quality country music. Like, it's just, you know, we play, our fans are the most important thing in the world to us, and so we make sure that we play all our old hits to the very best of our ability. And you can expect an energetic and quality country music show.
All right. It sounds exactly what we like to promote here on the Burns When IP. Many people might have seen you on the Conan O'Brien show. Can you kind of talk about your guys' appearance on the Conan O'Brien show and how that came about?
Well, sure. It was a real surprise to us that we were even asked to be on there, because honestly, our audience tends to skew a little older than what we imagined Conan's audience to be. But evidently, he and the folks working with him were kind of fans, and they invited us to be on there, and it did. We seemed to jive pretty well, and he liked us, and we liked him, and he assured us that he'd have us back on there again. So we're pretty proud of what we did on his show.
And how was it like being in New York? Did you feel out of your element a little bit?
Well, yeah. They don't have one damn country radio station in the city. But there's a lot of country fans, which is kind of weird. But we did. It's, you know, I had been there before, and I'd gotten into a little bit of trouble there. And this was, you know, back in the late 80s. And I hadn't been back since. And it changed a lot. And people were much friendlier to us this time. And I'd go back again and again if he'd have us, because it's a people's people. They like country music. It doesn't matter where they're from.
So, Doyle, tell us a little bit about Doyle Mayfield. I mean, we've talked about the group a little bit, but where did you grow up, and what are some of your musical background?
I grew up in East Tennessee, in Mooney's Gap in Cock County, right in the midst of the Smoky Mountains there. It's beautiful territory. And, you know, nobody had nothing up in there. And so everybody, you know, country music was just a part of the fabric of the way of life. And we was all poor. You know, I mean, it's kind of cliche in country music that, you know, everybody was poor and we didn't know we was poor. Well, we knew we was poor. And, I mean, that informed very much later in my life, my country music and songwriting. But, yeah, there was nine of us kids.
Nine kids, huh?
9 kids, counting Donald Ray. And we all lived in, for a while, since I was 10 years old, we lived in a hole. Our house was, we come back from church one Sunday and the house was gone. Someone had just hooked up and pulled it on off. And Daddy had had a hole out in the front yard where he used to go to just, you know, take his guitar and kind of get away from us kids and so he could think a little bit. And so he just expanded his hole and we all moved in. And it was actually more room than we ever had in the house. But we lived in there for 3 years before we had a roof over our heads.
A rough childhood, definitely.
You know, but you get used to it. And our mama kept it clean. She just, you know, she said she put up with a lot of things, but she would not have a dirty hole. And we didn't. So she kept it clean.
Where does your musical background come from? Where did you start singing and playing piano and such?
Well, Hank, you know, we listened to a lot of the Carter family and mainly Hank kind of got the whole family excited about music. And my cousin had, he sent away for a, you know, one of them rhinestone stutter guns. It just stud clothing on your own. And kind of like, you know, how you get one of them label guns for Christmas and suddenly everything in your house has labels on it.
Exactly.
Well, we had studs. We had rhinestones on everything. You could stick a rhinestone on our, you know, on our socks and shorts and napkins and you name it. We had rhinestones. And that was kind of, you know, I mean, we didn't have much, but we sparkled is how we used to put it. And between that and the music, we all had a sense of the flash or the sense of the show business. And we all us kids played something. We had one guitar that we'd pass around until I got to be, you know, probably in my teens before I saw my first piano. And that's where I got infatuated with that instrument and started playing on it. But we all us kids played, was a musical family. And yodeling, I mean, it all came natural to me. I yodeled from the time I was, as long as I can remember, I was a yodeler.
Well, for some of the folks, you know, they hear songs like Wine Wine, Twang Twang, and Barefoot and Pregnant, and another one of my all-time favorites, I Ain't No Homo. What inspires you to write your songs? And when you sit down to write a song, I mean, what are the things that inspire you?
I tell you, when I sit down to write a song, I got an old a car that I've had since I was a teenager that for some reason it's the only way I can write a song. And I still have it. It's up on blocks out in my garage. And when I want to write, I just go sit in it, and I have Debbie bounce up and down a little bit on the bumper to make it feel like I'm back out on the roads out in Cock County. And just the inspiration will just pour down in me, and I have no control over what the subject or anything will be about. It just a song will just come on out of me, and it's like, you know, it's like speaking in tongues almost. You know, the Lord, just the sound will come up through my toes, up through my body, and out my mouth, and I'm just writing it down as fast as like taking dictation from the Lord in a way, you know. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but I mean, it almost seems like I'm speaking in tongues. And so they're just gifts to me. I feel like I hardly had anything to do with them. So, like, I Ain't No Homo, you know, I don't know where that came from, but it just, you know, it's always a real crowd pleaser. Always has been.
And there's quite a few different songs in your album, The Doyle and Debbie Show. It was released in 2006. Where are you at in regards to maybe another album coming out?
Yeah, we're trying to have one come out this year because we got some new songs. I got a couple of songs that we've been doing for a while now that people ask, and when's that going to be on a record? And we got one called Blue Stretch Paints, and it's a real crowd pleaser. We got to get a new record out, so we'll do that this year. Along with, you know, we're going to have some T-shirts and all kinds of things that people can waste their money on if should they be of a mind.
There you go. And my only request is on the album cover for the new one, continue to show a little bit of Debbie's gifts, so to speak.
Oh, we'll have all these way more cleavage in the new CD. I promise. Yeah.
I noticed that when you sent the CDs to me, that was the first thing I noticed on the cover. They're very endowed.
Well, you know, country music has always had a little bit of that side in it. And, well, I don't have to tell. Everybody knows Dolly Parton. And Tammy Wynette was no slouch either. And it's just a part of country music, titties and country.
Titties and country. You know, and I kind of define your music as kind of Tammy Wynette and George Jones meet Weird Al Yankovic, and I really enjoy it. And one of my questions for you is, you know, since you're in Nashville, what are your views on the music business in Nashville? I mean, what have you encountered in trying to get your music out to the masses, and just, you know, seeing that you're there all the time, what do you kind of see as the your views on where country music is right now?
Well, it's, you know, music row. We're all the record companies and such, and I'm here, and I'm trying to make a living. So I hate to say anything too detrimental to them, but basically, they's a bunch of sons of bitches, bastards. They don't know a good tune if it beat them in the ass, and that's just, it's a fact. And anybody, you know, most of the country stars will tell you the same thing. They's all locked into that crap that they have to put out because it's the only thing that'll get played on the radio. But everybody hates it. All the musicians hate it. Everybody hates it. But that's just, they're stuck. And so that's what happens is we bypass the radio. We have no choice, and we play it for the people.
Talk to us a little about where you're performing in the next month or so. Where can people come see the Doyle and Debbie Show?
Well, we got our home, our new home in Nashville, is at the Station Inn, which is kind of, you know, a famous landmark location for anybody who's into alt country and bluegrass. It's a legitimate, wonderful listening room, and it's a classic honky-tonk situation where it's not a tourist destination, not that there's anything wrong with that, but it's mainly where the locals and the music cognoscenti come to hear the really good stuff. And we're fortunate to have a home there every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock, and we do our show, and they've taken a liking to us and we to them, and we'll keep doing that. We'll be back there, we'll be there on March 18th, and then for just Tuesdays on into the eternity from there on. But then we got some other things. We're playing in Florida later in April, in Fargo, North Dakota, and Fort Worth, Texas. So we're going to be getting around, but mainly our home's at the Station Inn in Nashville.
And for a lot of people who, you know, can't necessarily travel to Nashville, they can definitely get a hold of you through your MySpace or order one of your albums, which is what we hope they'll do. And your website is www.doyleanddebbie.com. Is that correct?
Doyleanddebbie.com. That'll get it. And we're just about in the process. I've got a little buddy is upgrading and updating our website, so it'll be a little more easy to get around on. But you can get a CD there right now, and soon you'll be able to get T-shirts, posters, and knickknacks, and Hummel figures, you know, spoons.
And you also have a MySpace, which is, of course, www.myspace.com, The Doyle and Debbie Show, or you can go to It Burns When I Pee, and you're on our top friends list.
Oh, bless your heart.
Doyle, I appreciate you taking the time out of your busy schedule. Definitely tell Debbie we said hi, and we enjoy the music, and if we can ever do anything to help you out, you definitely let us know, all right?
Thank you, Blake. We'll be in touch.
All right. Well, our next song from The Doyle and Debbie Show is called When You're Screwing Other Women. Do you have any stories about that, Doyle?
Well, I wrote it with my third wife, who was also my second Debbie, and we was having some trouble in our relationship, and this is the song that come out of it.
All right. Doyle, again, thank you, sir, and take care of yourself, and take care of Debbie for us.
God bless you.
But I still love you.
And I have tried my best to keep you.
You cannot ask me to be someone I cannot be.
I know you're leaving,
and you can't stop me.
But there's just one last thing I ask thee. When you're screwed, think of me.
spot, even though it's not to me.
Something wrong, dear.
Just offer this apology when you're screwed with other women. You think of me. When you're screwed with other women, think of me. Just pretend.
As your G-spot, even though it's not to me.
Yes, the sweet sounds of Debbie's voice. And that was When You're Screwing Other Women, Think of Me by Doyle and Debbie. You can check them out at their MySpace or at their website. Make sure you tell them that you heard them on It Burns When I Pee, so that way they know that their time was well spent. I wanted to say thank you to spfanzine.com. Again, that's spfanzine.com. They have an exclusive It Burns When I Pee page, and along with tons and tons of other great information, different bands and different artists and stuff. So check them out, spfanzine.com. I was too lazy to get ads written for these guys, so got to give them their shout out anyway. Another one is twangnation.com. My boys at twangnation.com, I love them to death. They always give us a nice review. They have tons of information on their website, so check out twangnation.com as well as twangville.com. There's always that awesome It Burns When I Pee ad up on there, and we appreciate them because they're not charging us for it. So definitely check out twangville.com as well. Wanted to mention to everybody that Section 86 now has a MySpace page. It's myspace.com/section86. You definitely want to go over there and request them as friends and check out all the information about all the other shows. They have Creative Tragedy, Vertebreaker, and now they have the Bootleg Asylum radio show as well. And we'll talk about that again later on. So definitely go over and request myspace.com/section86. All right, everybody, it's that time again. It's time for the It Burns When I Pee trivia question. I know, cheap sound effects. Anyway, be one of the first three to email us at blake@ibwip.com with the correct answer, and you can win your very own copy of the Doyle and Debbie Show album, featuring songs such as Barefoot and Pregnant, Stock Car Love, Be Still My Heart, and my favorite, Fat Women in Trailers. So here's the question, folks. Pay attention. How many siblings were in the Mayfield family? Doyle talked about it earlier in the interview. Again, how many siblings were in the Mayfield family? So hop on over to your email and email us at ibwip.com, and you will win one of these fine, fine CDs. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and get into, got a MySpace ad for you, then got a voicemail. I call it the douchebag voicemail. And then we're going to have a song called Good Night by Jerry Stanek. And we got a voicemail from him. And following that, we're going to have the My Son's Lesson, which thank you very much to Howard from the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show for hooking me up. I had a lot of stuff going on the last couple weeks, and I needed a skit, and he's got me lined up with three of them, so I don't have to do any work for 3 months. Hee-haw!
Hey, everybody, it's Hector from MySpace, man. You know, Tom's brother from another mother, man. That's me, Hector. So I see you got quite a few friends on your friend list, man. But seriously, how many of those are really your friends? I mean, you can't honestly think Tila Tequila and all those other half-naked girls are actually your friends, man. And I suppose all those pop country singers you got on there are actually running their own sites and just, like, waiting to hear from you so they can reply, man. Oh, yeah, man, and all the members of your family and, like, your old high school buddies, man, they don't really count either. So the way I calculate it here, divide the two, carry the one. So anyway, that leaves you with, like, 10 friends, man. 10 lousy friends on MySpace. What you need to do is you need to head on over to It Burns When I Pee, man. Those guys have a kick-ass MySpace. You need to request them as a friend, and you definitely need to subscribe to their blog, man. I'm telling you. You'll get information about contests, upcoming shows, and much, much more, man. I even think they might have a little picture of Cheyenne naked once or twice. I don't know, man. It sounds cool to me. So go show all those so-called friends that you are cool, man. You don't need them as your on your friends list. The only friend you need is It Burns When I Pee, man. Seriously. Put them on number one on your friends list. Everyone will be jealous. And fuck Tila Tequila. She's a dirty, skanky whore anyway. So get a life. Get It Burns When I Pee on your friends list, man. And don't forget, get your hank on, bitches.
Yeah, this is Cocksucker, and I'm not available because I suck a lot of cock, and I don't like to talk to my friends whenever they call me because I'm a douchebag, and now I don't like them anymore because apparently I went ahead and got married and had kids and all that stuff, and I'm a douchebag, and douchebag, 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 call me.
Hey, everybody, this is Jerry Stanek, and you are listening to It Burns When I Pee.
Above all, I am tired, not broken or crooked or out of my mind. I've seen all your tricks and I'm mired in the mud that I've waded through all of this time. Compose myself to the facts. I'm settling in for a long winter's nap. Leave me alone, don't set my alarm. Good night, my cold one. Good night. The pressures of life are upon me, holding the weight of your world on my shoulders. Tied me in knots and said I was the one, like a with a hammer and a barrel of boulders. Compose myself to the facts. I'm settling in for a long winter's nap. Leave me alone, don't set my alarm. Good night, my cold one. Good night.
What the hell are you doing in there, son?
Christ! Dad! Why did you shoot my radio? You're not supposed to just barge into my room like that. You scared our maid Nancy.
Son, what have I told you about protecting yourself?
And Nancy, aren't you supposed to be making the beds, not seeing how sticky you can get them?
I find it helps keep the corners tucked in.
Dad, she was being thoughtful enough to show me some pointers on how to keep my girlfriend Cheyenne happy in bed. Why did you shoot my radio?
Yes, yes, son. She taught me and your mother some things as well. But that's no reason to go unprotected like you are. Nancy, you should know better than that as well.
I tried to tell him, but he was thinking with the wrong head.
Dad, I'm wearing a rubber. And Nancy swears she's on the pill.
Son, I don't care if you strap on three rubbers and if she swallowed a whole goddamn bottle of birth control pills. That ain't gonna help protect you.
Dad, what the hell are you talking about? And why did you shoot my radio?
Here, son. Strap this on from now on. And maybe you won't be in so much pain when you use the bathroom. I heard you in there earlier, screaming, "It burns when I pee." And here I find you fucking the maid unprotected.
Oh, that's just great.
Look, Dad, I told you we were both protected. And why did you throw me these earmuffs?
Because of that pop country bullshit crap you were playing. Look, son, it doesn't bother your mom or me that the maid is helping you keep your girlfriend satisfied. But if Nancy starts to burn while she pees, then your mother is going to take a switch to your ass.
It's that pop country music that's making me burn? Huh. I just got that radio from a friend the other day, and I've been just hitting the preset buttons.
Great. You see, son, you don't know where that radio has been or who's been programming it. That's very dangerous, and the results could be fatal.
Fatal? What do we do now?
Well, lucky for you two, it's a quick fix. Go to section86.com and download every episode of It Burns When I Pee that you can find and listen to them. Most times it only takes one good listen to ease the burning problem. And for Christ's sakes, if someone turns on a radio, strap on the best protection there is, earmuffs.
Thanks, Dad. But can I wait just a few more minutes? Nancy was just about to fake her orgasm, so I'll know the difference when Cheyenne does it this afternoon.
Well, good, son. That's the kind of priceless information that comes in very handy. No time to lose, then. Here, you and Nancy put on these earphones, and I'll plug you into my iPod. It has the latest It Burns When I Pee podcast from 1686.com on there, and it should take care of everything. Well, I'm out of here. Oh, and Nancy? The wife would like you to come with her later. I mean, the wife would like you to come see her lately. And take your time, Billy. Bye.
Kiss you down there. All right, Nancy. Now, where were we? yes. Yes. Yes.
Again, thank you so much, Howard, for hooking me up with the skits. We got three of those as a series, so you'll have more lessons from Billy and his dad. Anyway, that song you heard was Goodnight by Jerry Sanek. And thank you very much, Jerry, for sending me your album. It's good stuff. You guys got to go check him out. The song is called Goodnight, and the album is called Coal Miner's Son. You can check him out at www.myspace.com/Jerry Stanek, or you can go to www.jerrystanek.wordpress.com, and that's GERRYSTANEK. Wanted to take a minute as well and tell you all about the next couple episodes. Episode 14, we're going to have the Gin Palace Jesters on. Pennsylvania Dave from the Gin Palace Jesters is going to be in Get Your Hank On Studios. So it's going to be my first ever face-to-face interview, and so hopefully it'll turn out pretty well. And he's going to drive down from Chicago, so thank you very much in advance, Dave. And we're going to have an episode 15, which is our anniversary, our one-year anniversary show. We're going to have the one and only Wayne Gottstein from Split Lip Rayfield. Yes, those guys are doing a little touring together again. And you also might know Wayne from one of my favorite bands, Scrotebelly. So definitely check out our anniversary show in May with Wayne Gottstein. We're going to go ahead and spin another tune from Malcolm Holcomb. It's his song called My Old Radio from his album Gambling House, which is on Echo Mountain Records. And you can check him out at myspace.com/Malcolm Holcomb. That's MalcolmHolcombe. Ooh, got that all out. Or you can check him out at malcolmholcomb.com. Go check out this guy's website, along with all the other artists you hear. And go check out their MySpaces and tell them you heard them on It Burns When I Pee. And don't worry, guys, we got Cheyenne coming up with another song after that as well. This time it's really Cheyenne. I'm not faking you out this time. As always, I want to thank everybody for tuning in and downloading It Burns When I Pee at section86.com. And don't forget, get your hank on.
to nod my head, tap my foot lying quiet in the bed. I don't want to be spoon-fed, don't need to be told what I listen to on my old radio. Now, late at night, early in the morning, God bless my neighbor and my old radio. That old big dog is hungry, he ain't never satisfied. Scratching in my ear and howling in my mind. He gonna eat himself to death, leave nothing for the rest. It's a shame and a sin to let that old devil win. Late at night, up early in the morning, God bless my neighbor and my old radio. Do your own self a favor, don't worry for me. Let them Joneses keep on jonesing. I say, me and you are free. Bless my neighbor and my old radio. Now I say, late at night, early in the morning, I sing now early. God bless my neighbor and my old radio.
This is your Red Hot Lava roving reporter, Bob Hurst, here. I have got breaking news from the world of Section86.com. Not only do they have great podcasts like It Burns When I Pee, Vertebreaker, and Creative Tragedy, but now they have Howard. No, not Howard Stern. Howard Howard from Bootleg Asylum Radio Show. The Bootleg Asylum Radio Show is on every Friday night from 12 a.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at flapdaddy.com. If you can't listen live, you can download his show at section86.com every Tuesday. Howard plays the best in classic rock, metal, country, and blues. It's the best in bootleg music, so check out the Bootleg Asylum Radio Show live at flapdaddy.com every Friday, or download the show every Tuesday at section86.com.
I know, y'all miss me, but now that the writer's strike is over, I'm back in action. So whip it out, fellas, and don't tell your wives. What's up with this Tommy K guy, anyway? He wouldn't know a good podcast if it shot a load in his face. Oh well, to each is his own. We here at It Burns When I Pee would like to thank 86 Productions and Section86.com for hosting the podcast. We also want to remind everyone that we have a new dial-in number. Give us a call at 206-339-8419. Thanks everyone for all your continued support. Well, all but good old Tommy K. Check out one more song from Roscoe Fletcher with their song Hillbilly Heaven from their album Riding Shotgun with Roscoe Fletcher. So that's it for me. I'm out of here. And don't forget to go to podcastalley.com and vote for It Burns When I Pee.
Hey, boy, come here. Sure, see anyone else around? No, I want to ask you a question. Where are you heading to?
Mister, I'm looking for...
Wait a second, young man. Let me tell you where you've been looking for. You know, there's this place where our men, real men go. Place with a name called Hillbilly Heaven.
Hillbilly Heaven. That's where the idiots go.
Hillbilly Heaven.
That's where...
of a gay planet. There's no people around with funny names. The more guns than you can count, and the place is called Hillbilly Heaven. Hillbilly Heaven! And no more dreams of severed dicks. Just black crosses on the shining throne. It's where the small will and dumb wits go. There's no fear of black helicopters. No foreign threats to steal your job. We're man of man and the tits are large. Hillbilly Heaven! Where the idiots go. Hillbilly Heaven, that's where we go. Hillbilly Heaven, that's where the idiots go. Hillbilly Heaven, that's where we ought to go.
Blake Clayton writes in, I've actually been listening to your show for a couple months now. I saw it on podcastalley.com. That must have been when it was broken. I have a show as well called It Burns When I Pee. Actually, I'm one of a group of five guys where we have five different podcasts. My show is a monthly show about underground country music. He wants to do some cross-promotion.
That's great.
Underground country music?
How would show cross-promote with
actually,
our show?
I have some interest in underground country music.
What type of bastard child would come out of that?
It's got to be better than mainstream country music.
He would run an ad for our show on his, and then we would run an ad for the underground country music show on his, on ours.
I don't see the relevance between the two.
That's what makes it funny.
Can you give us money?
No, he can give us cross promotion. He has a monthly podcast where he interviews underground country celebrities.
Does he actually interview them?
Yes, he does.
Oh, that's pretty cool then.
Yeah, I think he's doing good stuff.
I think once he does it more than once a month, we'll consider it.
Go ahead, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we're all in agreement.
Great. Yeah.
Excellent.